everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. PKUT
3:58, Dad.
You gonna put the radio on CKUT?
Sure, Dad.
Na 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 na. Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, stretch you rule. Whoa, whoa. Yes, stretch you rule. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my name is Vern Maytown, and I live in Montreal, Canada. And every Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m., I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Na na na.
CKUT
Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show.
Thief. Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew.
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM. People's Station.
There's a natural mystic flowing through the air. If you listen carefully now, you will hear. This could be the first trumpet.
Try to find the answer to all the questions.
man to man is so unjust. Children, you don't know who to trust. Your worst enemy could be your best friend. And your best friend, your worst enemy. Some will eat and drink with you. So only eat could reveal it. And who the captain
let them wear it.
Who the captain
let them wear it.
Said I throw me corn.
Throw me corn.
Me no call no foul.
Me no call no foul.
I say in cup, cup, cup. Clap, clap, clap.
Clap, clap, clap.
Hey. Some will hate you. Pretend they love you now.
Ooh.
Then behind they try to eliminate you. But who Jah bless? No one curse.
Ooh.
Thank God.
Ooh.
We're past the worst.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until there are no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation,
until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. This a war that until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. Miss a war. War in the east. War in the west. War up north. War down south. War, war. Rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
I see the pain in your eyes, and I wonder why are we crying. Oh my God. And I, so much pain in this cruel world of ours. I've given up watching the TV, per se, for a while. But how do you stop? How do you stop? How do you stop? I would love to know. Because to see people suffering the way they are, you know, I don't know. I'm lost for words. I had to go to Brother Bob to sort of soothe me over. Okay, he has a way with words. I don't. Let me say a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal, and the world at large. My name is Howard Carr, and I'm here with you until 7 p.m. It's one of those days when you say to yourself, why bother being in Montreal? Because did you see the snow that was out there today? When I woke up, I couldn't see my temple. But such is life. It's part of life. It's part of life. I don't have much to say today. But I just want to wish you all the best. Want to say hello to my friends in beautiful Toronto, Canada. Lived there for 3 years while I attended Sheridan College and George Brown at the same time. Don't know if I would want to live there anymore, although my friends who moved from Montreal to beautiful Toronto, they wouldn't give it up for neither love or money. It's too crowded. You get on that 401. I used to go to Sheridan College, and it would take us maybe an hour, hour 15 minutes. Now it's like 2-3 hours. I have a very special guest with me at 4:30, Mr. Drew back out of me, but don't worry, I'll get him. At 4:30 in the Zoom, you know, we do the Zoom for you to meet the people that you're listening to and you appreciate their music and, you know, and see what they're all about. That's why we do the Zoom, to meet the people. It's not about promoting records. You know, we will play some of their music, but it's about getting to know them, which we don't much know about these people. So at 4:30, it's now 17 minutes past the hour. Mr. Martin Albina will be with me. Somebody just texted me and said they need a vacation. Me too. Good evening. Good afternoon to you too, Mary. Let me see who is that, because I hope that person can be for 2 vacations. Oh, yeah. So we're going to go on a vacation. I'm just kidding. Yeah, so that's what it is. 18 minutes past the hour 4. And I'm going to play a little song here by request. And then we'll get back to talking and pay some commercials. Here we go.
Maybe it's the trees, not a cool, cool breeze. Keeps me coming here.
Welcome to Jamaica.
Is it the river signs or the country signs? No place can compare. Cause every time we go abroad, can't wait for cover yard. It's the people and the love over here. Standing on the waterfall, listening to a reggae song. Let me show you where I'm from, oh yeah. Welcome to Jamaica, boy. Feel the vibe soon. Hear that music play. Maybe it's the mountains that tower over me. I just can't stay away. I swear every time you fly, one thing upon my mind is the people and the vibes. Oh yeah. And we dance night away and make the music play. Let me show you where I'm from. Oh yeah. Welcome to Jamaica. From
Yeah, welcome to Jamaica. I don't like this young man, so I won't say what his name is, but he's been messing up. He's going to go to jail for a long while. He just got out, spent something like 8 years for drugs, and now he's... I just played that song because it was a request. So one more request I have here, and I don't normally... Okay, I'll play the first request for Denise from Toronto. This is Tessen Chin. Hope you enjoy it. Where are you, Tessen? It's loading up. Here we go. I just clicked on it. I don't know. Sometimes these computers just have a mind of their own, don't they? Okay. Guess not. So how about some ads? Wow. Nothing seems to want to play here.
Boost your business's bottom line by adopting new digital strategies and technologies. Get access to expert advice and apply for up to $15,000 in grants at canada.ca/digital-adoption. A message from the Government of Canada.
From helmets to sunscreen, we do everything we can to keep our kids safe. So how can the COVID-19 vaccine help protect them? COVID-19 vaccines can help keep children safe from severe illness and potential long-term effects of the virus. Millions of children in Canada and around the world have already been safely vaccinated. Help protect your child. Book their appointment at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Nothing to play.
And I can't take away all this, but I could.
I think there's a ghost down here with me. But here we go. Tessen Chin.
Hey!
Her name is Tessin Chin. She's from a family of singers. The youngest one is a big star now on YouTube, whatever they call that. It's 4:28, so I'm going to play two more ads, and then Mr. Albina should be on then.
The sound of this doorbell may seem pretty ordinary to you, until you realize that it's Graham, who's 75 years old and still delivering meals to people in need in his neighborhood. And that for many of them, it's the most comforting sound they'll hear all day. Seniors bring so much to Quebec. Let's recognize their contribution. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Being vaccinated against COVID-19 doesn't protect you from this. Or this.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Not this. This.
And it's looking like rain, rain, and more rain for this weekend.
This. Or even this.
Your call is important to us. Please hold.
But being vaccinated does protect you from the virus. Vaccination is still your best form of protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
All righty. So we're going to bring on Mr. Albina with a little historic fact here. This music will ask him about it. Mr. Albina, if you're out there, could you click on the video so we can see you, sir? We're ready for you to go. Mr. Albino, if you're there, I know you're. I was told by Drew you're up, but you need to turn on your video so we can see you. All right? I think he's having a spotter problem. He's there all right. But it's to get an open... Turn on your video there, brother. Hey, Drew, can we do it without video? Technology. Having a spot of problem figuring it out. Ay, ay, ay.
A telegram being a part, being a bum. Pick it up, jack it up, car, your road comes second. Anywhere you go, you want the talk of the land. People in
no request the tea, no man. When you go, we go to woman, no one but them. Woman, them no ask, no gag and Christian. Woman, them just want the land like a tan. Woman, them a run, come shit, Caribbean. Some a touch the side, some a touch the bottom. Some out a car and a some in a van. Some a give me tens and even thousand. Some of them a request me from long distance. Put a rank in you and the dark of the land. Anywhere you go, you have the name I mention. Hear your voice upon the radio station. Put a rank in love the peanut man. Anywhere that we go, they say me dark of the land.
Don't know what's happening here. Somehow we cannot get Martin up on the screen. I really don't know. I see 610 visiting us. Let me talk to 610 while. Can you hear me, 610? Martin, can you hear me? 610, can you hear me? Who can hear me? I see something. It's one of those days, yes? One of those days. It's saying host disabled screen. Oh, there's Martin. I wonder if I can hear him. Oh, Lord. I'm not hearing him at all. Go ahead, talk, Martin.
Yes, I am seeing you. I see in 610.
Yeah. All right.
610, I see you. I see myself.
It's okay, Drew. I get Martin on the phone, all right? I gonna play back the first song that I played, Martin, and I want you. 610, I'll get back to you, my brother, all right?
Okay, all right.
All right. Martin, you can hear me?
I'm hearing you.
All right. I had played this song. You're looking fabulous, though, like you have a lot of money there, brother. That's who I like to talk with. All right. This song I had played. My listeners heard it before, twice before, while I was waiting on you. First of all, pronounce the name for me. I'm not hearing you again.
Baccarol.
Could you speak up a little closer in the mic for me?
Baccarol.
All right. Now, give me some history on this because it's not new to me, but to my listeners.
Okay. Baccarol is one of the the first songs I ever played when I started playing pan 16 years ago in Trinidad All-Stars under Neville Jules. Neville Jules started something called the Bum Competition, where you had a secret song that the other bands don't know what it is. It's a serious competition. So we would practice these songs in the Maple Leaf Club upstairs, in
right.
the garret of the Maple Leaf Club. You hearing me now?
I could hear you a little bit louder, but I'll take what I get here now.
I will try and come as close as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Google, number one.
Yes, I'm trying to turn down Google. What a day this has turned out to be. Okay, where was I?
Talking about Baccarol.
Yeah, and everything is turned up here. And everybody's asking me to turn up your mic, but I can't. I heard 610 when he came on there. I heard his mic perfect. Is everything turned up on your side?
Yes, I'll double check and make sure if it can get any louder. I'll bring it up to the maximum. Okay, it's on 100 there. Makes any difference?
I don't know what it is out there to the listeners, you know. I can hear it all right in my headphones, but I don't know why it's... all right, you know what? I can't hear you well enough, so I'm just... there's no music playing. Wow, I gotta learn this thing. You know, you know, Martin. When I posted, there's no music playing, Drew. If you're hearing music, something is wrong there. What a day, my Lord. You know, when I posted that we were going to do an interview with you, Martin Albino, on the Zoom, I received a phone call that asked me the question, why interview him as he's usually on CKUT promoting another one of his upcoming shows, which is true. He's been on West Indian Rhythm tons of times. But what we do on the Zoom is to introduce you, to show you his journey, give you a little bit of his journey, or any artist that comes here, a little bit of their journey. It's not to play 5, 6, 7 of their hit songs, and it's not that. It's to know the artists. We want to show you his journey, how he became one of the Montreal's musical icons in our community and the community at large. You know, so I'll tell you this, my guest is no stranger to me, as I have known him over 40 years and had the pleasure of working with him in a band called Coral Islanders, where he was trying to teach me how to play the pan, but the head is a bit tough. So I am formally introducing him. First time on the Zoom, Mr. Albino, with us?
With you, yes, definitely.
Good. That means, you know, when you're on the Zoom with me, you can't lie, okay?
That too.
All right, and thank you for putting up with us here and thing. I never really had this kind of problem before, but so what? What can I say? Now, let me touch back a little bit on your journey. I know you're a Trinidadian. You don't have to remind me that, I know. But where in Trinidad are you from, sir?
I was born and I grew up in Laventil, Eastern Main Road, Laventil. Laventil is the village right as you leave Port of Spain going east. The first village there is Success Village, Laventil.
Now, I know You know, it's very hard to interview somebody what you have an idea of their background. But I know that your family are all musical. Mom and dad, that I do not know.
Okay. My mother, my late mom, Agatha Albino, she sang, she played the piano. My dad wrote songs for us to take part in the competitions on the Anti-Care program. So my dad was a composer and my mom was a singer and piano player.
Mm.
We were one of the only families in that area who had a piano in the house. People tell me up to today, y'all, the only people I know had a piano in the house. I was born with a piano in the house.
Mm.
See my brother, my sister playing. Well, they had formal training. My sister did a lot of classical training, and she was the best.
Yes.
I look up to her all the time. Of course, she still has her school in Trinidad called the Music Makers.
Is that the one who is the judge at the...
Right. She has judged the Panorama for several years. Before me, she introduced me to judging and Panorama in Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
So she's still there running her school. Well, of course, you know my brother passed.
Alwyn.
In 2019.
Yes.
Alwyn passed, but Alwyn played the piano also. And what I would do is emulate them. I see them playing, and I just try to do what they were doing, and that's how I got to start playing.
Mm.
Okay. I was about 11, 12 years old when there's a program called Anti-K program. I was introduced to that program, and I started playing the bongos every Sunday at 2 o'clock. This program was well-received throughout the Caribbean. Working at the Douglas Hospital, a lady came up to me, and she said, "You're Martin Albino?" She said, "I live in Grenada, and every Sunday at 2 o'clock, I hear your name, and I'm so happy to meet you." I didn't realize that program went all over the Caribbean, you know?
Yes.
Anyhow, yes. So I started an Anti-K program, and like I said, my dad wrote songs for me, and my mom, of course, had the voice.
Okay.
And the
let me cut in a little bit here. Yeah, you keep mentioning this name, Anti-K. Mm-hmm. Tell the people for me, who was Anti-K?
Anti-K, her real name was Kathleen Davis.
Right.
Kathleen Davis was her name. She ran this program. She was a fantastic person. She was ahead of of everything. What I will call it, the scouting for talent, or the what's the program they have in the States now?
American Idol.
Right. She was doing this years ago, since in the 50s. She was ahead of herself long before these people in the States and North America started doing Star Search and all that. This is when Anti-K started doing that in the 50s. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I started, she would look for anybody who could sing, dance, play a steel drum, who can participate in anything, and she would have this aired on a Sunday at 2 o'clock in the evening. So I got my exposure on that program, the Anti-K program. I started playing bongos with the trio. I played the bongos, Dolit Ahi played the piano, and Anti-K's husband played a banjo, so we were a trio, okay? So being involved in the Anti-K program, a lot of people don't know that this is where the Junior Calypso Monarch started.
Wow.
People talk about the Junior Calypso Monarch now, but they don't know where it started. Anti-K is the one who started that since in the 50s. So I was around 12 years old, and my dad wrote this song for me. And of course I was the Junior Calypso Monarch for approximately 3 consecutive years. I was lucky. Maybe there wasn't enough some competition, but I fortunately won the Junior Calypso Monarch for 3 consecutive years.
How old were you when you went on this Anti-K show?
11, 12.
Whoa. 12. So you could safely say you were 11, 12 when you sort of became visible in the music scene in Trinidad then?
Well, somewhat, yeah, you can say that.
So, wow.
So from the Auntie K program, playing bongos, I was introduced to a guy by the name of Choi Aming. I don't know if you ever heard that name.
I've heard Choi that Aming. Name. Yes.
Choi Aming had a club called the Penthouse at the corner of Frederick Street and Independence Square. And I started playing music with Choi Aming. Choi Aming had a lot of connections. And every Sunday, Saturday, we'd play for these Chinese weddings. So Choi Aming had the name and the connections. So when he going to perform at a wedding, all the people want to know is that the name is Choi Aming. He's using different musicians to perform. You follow me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Right. So this way, I worked with people like Roy Cape. I worked with guys like Water. Yeah. I got a lot of exposure at that time. Okay, when I was very young, I was fortunate.
Nice.
From Choi Aming now, I started to play with Johnny Gomez Orchestra. Johnny Gomez lived close to me in Laventille. So I started playing bongos with Johnny Gomez Orchestra, and we would play at the Normandy Hotel every Tuesday and Friday. And again, I would be working with very talented, incredible musicians.
Like
besides Roy Cape, Frankie Francis, I don't know if you know that name.
I know
Frankie
the name, Francis. Yes.
Sonny Denner, Errol Ince, these are the people that I was playing music with in Johnny Gomez's band. So I was fortunate. Go ahead.
You had to be about 17, 18 by then.
I was 16, yeah.
Wow.
I was 16.
What is it? Wow.
Around the same time, while I was with Johnny, let me tell you a little more about being with Johnny Gomez.
Right. Go ahead.
We toured Grenada with Johnny Gomez Orchestra. We went to Martinique. We traveled a lot with Johnny Gomez Orchestra. And I'm going to say now that when the bass player in the band, he said, I'm going to sell this bass. I want a new bass. So I immediately said, oh, yeah, I would like it. So I bought the bass. I don't remember how much I paid for it, maybe $50 or something of the sort. I painted it.
Right.
And I started fooling around with the bass right there and then. There was a place called the Barnyard in Barataria where Cyril Diaz would come every Sunday and encourage young people to come and play different instruments. I started fooling with the bass then, okay, at the Barnyard. So as I started with the bass, I started playing with who I played after Johnny Gomez. I went to play with, what's the band I played with after that? I forget.
Well, if you forget, did you remember?
Bonaparte Brothers. Eh? I played with the Bonaparte Brothers.
Bonaparte Brothers.
Right. I played with Clarence Coven.
Wow. Those are names that are very historic in Trinidad, boy. Wow.
Right.
Yes.
So I played with Clarence Coven too. We toured St. Vincent and stuff like that. Then I played with Joe Chet Sampson. Joe Chet Sampson is the last band I played with before I left and migrated to Canada.
You know, I don't have much time because I lost a whole 15 minutes there. So I'm sort of going to rush it a little bit with you. When you graduated from high school, you began teaching at Digo Martin, right? Boys school. And you continued your music there. Now, on a grand scale, what does that mean?
Okay, what will I say? At that same time, I started arranging music for my steel band, Savoys. It became Chase Manhattan Savoys eventually, but when I started, it was just Savoys.
Mm-hmm.
We sat together an evening and called the band Savoys, and we made the steel band festivals in 1964, 65, 67, and we were always in the finals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At the same during this time, I also started playing pan with Trinidad All-Stars. So I got a lot of ideas from Neville Jules. Neville Jules was my mentor I admired that guy. He was a fantastic musician, tuner, player, and everything. Okay?
Mm.
After the same time, my brother Aldwin was running a program called Scouting for Talent.
Okay.
You heard about Scouting
for Talent? Yes, yes, yes.
Right? So this is just like similar to the Anti-K program, but for adults. Whether you're playing a pan, you're playing a saxophone, you want to sing, you want to dance, whatever it is. So my brother was running this program, and because I had experience playing drums with my group, regular drums, I started playing drums with on Scouting for Talent with my brother. Afterwards, that the bass player left. I started playing upright bass with on Scouting for Talent. After that, the guy who played vibraphone, he left and went to Washington. Then my brother bought a vibraphone to me, so I played vibraphone. Those three instruments so far I played on Scouting for Talent. And then my brother left in 1969 to come to Canada, and then I played piano on Scouting for Talent. So I
folks,
played four different instruments.
What he's telling you here now, I stood up beside him while I worked, because he was the one who gave me my time, and if I was gazing, he would call me back into my timing. So I know what he's saying. Now he plays every instrument you hear. He's talking about the pan, double tenor pan, the whatever pan. But there's one instrument that he plays. I hope you have it. What do you call it?
The quicker.
Folks, I don't know, one night Martin just turned up with this thing, and the next thing we're hearing is it sounded so sweet. So yeah, I had to find out a little bit about this Quaker. It's from Brazil, you say?
Yeah, the Quaker is a Brazilian instrument.
Right.
This is it. And it has a skin, and it also has a stick in it.
Oh.
You see? So you have to get a wet cloth.
Oh.
And pass on the stick. You have to pass a wet cloth on the stick.
Oh.
And that's how you get the stick. That's how you get the sound. And while you're passing your hand on the stick, you have to press on the skin, you get different tones. So you do this.
Yes.
That's my quicker.
I'm
so
telling
you.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm just excited for you to be talking about that, because I used to enjoy that piece of thing, though. I don't know what it was. I said to myself, well, you know, Martin didn't have anything better to do, so he went home and made this. But when you hear it with a full band, believe you me, folks, you have to dance. But, you know, as I said, we're kind of running late, Martin, so I just want to play this. And we'll talk.